All right, Panache. Well, I have started the recording. I would like to welcome Bill Harris's community as well as our own for what is truly going to be one of the most transformative evenings of your life. The key to vibrational transformation. Panache, take it away.
You know, for so long, human beings have embarked on this journey of moving into more. Innately, we know that there's something greater. We know that regardless of what our situation in life is now, that there's a greater possibility that awaits us. And up until now, we've undertaken that exploration in a myriad of different ways. However, at this particular juncture, at this particular point in our evolution, we are being offered an answer. We are indeed vibrational beings. Everything in our reality is an energy and a frequency. And science is indeed beginning to confirm what the ancient mystics and yogis have known for millennia, that our vibrational state is what is in truth informing our external life and our reality. What this means, my sweet friends, is that everything in life is up for reconsideration. What it means is that when you have the willingness to shift your energy, you can shift every single area of life and living. And what stands in the way of you having the abundance and the health and the love that is your birthright is your emotional content, is the energetic content which you have repressed or suppressed within you. Because in truth, emotions are nothing more than energies in motion. Everything in life wants to flow. Our sadness wants to be experienced. Our anger wants to be felt. And our fear wants to be presenced. The only problem is that from the very second we were born, we began to receive certain conditioning around what's okay to feel and what isn't. Well, we've reached a tipping point. And this tipping point that we're experiencing right now has been born of an internal crisis. We've chanted, we've prayed, we've done everything that we're supposed to do, and yet even though we have pursued every possible avenue, our connection, what is possible, remains ever elusive. Tonight, it is my honor to support you in accessing the deepest part of who you are. And not only accessing it, but allowing this deepest part of who you are to begin to inform every area of life and living. So without further ado, close your eyes, open your palms, and just take some long, deep, cleansing breaths as we begin to access the keys to vibrational transformation. Know that this entire call is vibrationally encoded at the deepest level to support you in accessing your divinity, in accessing your essential self, your authentic self, the part of you that is whole and complete, the part of you that is abundant, the part of you that is radiant and healthy, and the part of you that is loved for absolutely no reason at all other than the fact that you exist. Just continue to rest in the awareness of your breath and just begin to get present to the energy in the palms of your hands. Begin to get present to the energy in your heart. Just notice. Begin to get present to the energy in the crown of the head. And begin to get present to the energy in the soles of your feet. This is your opportunity to let go and to just simply allow yourself to be, so that this greater inner alchemy that's wanting to occur can begin to transform your vibrational state. My dear sweet friends, what separates you from your potential is the pain that you are unwilling to feel. In hundreds of thousands of instances, working with individuals who are heads of state, CEOs of major corporations, to the most important job of all, being a mother. From all different nationalities, all different walks of life, all different religions, and all different socioeconomic backgrounds. In every single instance, when we traced what was happening on the surface of their life back to its source, we found that on this level, the energetic level, that there in fact every single time was a repressed or suppressed emotion. The repression or suppression of our emotions leads to something that I've come to call vibrational density. And this vibrational density literally begins to form a barrier between our soul, our essential self, that part of us that is already whole and complete, and the rest of our lives. You see, our soul exists on the most subtle level of energy. Every single human being has a soul, an essence, a spirit, a core that is rooted in love. This core essence is surrounded by the emotional layer. This is where all of our vibrational density is housed. The layer beyond that is the unconscious mind. The layer beyond that is the conscious mind. And the layer beyond that is the physical body. So when we look at transformation, and when we look at where a shift can happen, the only place in truth where it can occur is on the level of our energy, which is precipitated by a shift in our vibrational state through our willingness to feel that which we have been conditioned to believe we should not be feeling. Or in some way, by feeling it, it makes us less than, wrong, or bad. So we're going to simply start by presencing everything within you that you have repressed or suppressed on this emotional level. Everything that has become vibrationally dense within you. The root cause of why your life isn't showing up in the way that you know it can. The root cause of why your finances remain ever elusive. The root cause of why you cannot achieve the level of health and fitness that you know is your birthright. The root cause of why love and intimacy in its purest and most deepest form continues to escape you. I'm just going to ask that this greater infinite presence that surrounds us and the powerful luminosity that is our soul begin to bring up in you the tears that you haven't allowed yourself to cry. That this energy begin to bring up in you the anger that you have not allowed yourself to feel. That this energy begin to bring up and shake out the fear that has kept you distanced from your heart's desire. Just extend the breath down to the base of the spine. Just relax the body and know that I love your sadness. Know that I love your anger. Know that I love your fear. And that which you have been told makes you wrong or bad, as I see you, actually makes you beautiful. That it is through our willingness to be profoundly human that we can unleash our greater divine potential. So I'm just going to ask that any and all places in your life where you did not allow yourself to feel, where you did not allow yourself to experience, where this vibrational density is accumulated within you, that all of this begin to arise and it begin to wash through you. just simply breathe and relax and allow yourself to be supported now. In truth, there is nothing wrong with you. Being human is a blessing. However, we've been conditioned to believe that in some way it is a burden, and that we have to apologize for our very presence upon the earth, because in some way our being ourselves isn't enough. It's time to allow your burdens to be lifted off of you tonight. It's time to surrender your cares, your worries, and your concerns. And it's time to allow this inner alchemy of vibrational transformation to begin to restore you to a level of lightness and receptivity, a space in which everything that you desire at the deepest level can come into your life with absolute grace and ease. The tears that we won't cry become depression. The anger that we won't feel becomes rage. And the fear that we refuse to experience becomes completely unworkable and unmanageable. Breathe, rest in the awareness of the breath, and receive. I'm going to lovingly ask that this inner transformative fire, this divine power, this inner flame of love that burns within you, be awakened and rekindled. And let it begin to lovingly transmute everything that you've accumulated. Let this power be fully unleashed and expressed within your body. And let it begin to flow through all 1 million energetic channels. Let it begin to flow through every vibrational center, so that harmony and balance may be restored deep within. You have nothing to be ashamed of. And you have nothing to feel guilty about. It's time to once again remember that you have always been worthy of everything that life has to offer you. It's time to step out beyond your comfort zone. And it's time to receive. It's time to come home, back to your true self. Just continue to allow the breath to come down to the base of the spine. Continue to allow the anger and the sadness and the fear to just wash through you. Allow your thoughts to do whatever they are doing. Just observe everything. Because in truth, the highest form of spiritual practice there is to observe oneself without judgment. Simply meet everything that you are experiencing in this moment with an openness and an acceptance, knowing that you are loved. Allowing the energy to come in through the palms. Allowing the energy to come in through the heart. Allowing it to come in through the solar plexus, the place where the top of the stomach and the ribcage meet. Allowing the energy to come into the stomach, just under the navel. Allowing this greater presence, allowing this greater balancing harmony and bridging consciousness to once again remind you that you are connected to something greater. And that in that connection, the side effects of a life lived in that state of connection, everything that you truly desire becomes yours. Just continue to breathe, continue to relax, and continue to receive as we lovingly begin to shatter this wall of vibrational density that keeps you living in the illusion of separation and that keeps you buying into suffering in all of its many forms. Going to ask that complete acceptance flower within. Just rest in the awareness of the breath and listen. In every ancient culture, there was an innate knowing of this truth. At a certain point, this truth of our vibrational essence began to disappear. And for the most part, it was kept secret. At the foundation of every belief system, every religion, and every ideology is the reminder on a deeper level of this truth. That when you change your energy, you can change your life. That when you turn and face that which you have been running from, it begins to transform. And that when you cultivate the courage to feel everything within you, you begin to access gifts, talents, and abilities that almost on the surface appear to make you superhuman. In truth, all that's happening is you are once again being reunited with your evolutionary potential. You are reconnected with your true self. And you are re-established in the infinite power and majesty of your magnificence. This core vibrational essence remains a truth that is a part of an unbroken lineage. And it is once again being brought out into the world. Because individuals just like you are ready to fully evolve into their most dynamic expression. Which means living a life that is beyond your ability to imagine. Individuals, once they've had the ability to dive into the very core of who they are, have the ability then to become a bridge and a reminder for others to do the same. What you are experiencing now is the end result of a lifetime of inner exploration. And what you are being attuned and aligned with is your ability to be fully embodied so that you too may do the same. So I'm just going to lovingly ask that you be brought into absolute vibrational alignment. And that you, on every level of your humanity, be brought into this evolutionary leading edge that your mind once again be connected to the mind of the divine. Let your heart once again be connected to the heart of the divine. And let your body be once again be placed in service of this higher, magnificent power that is animating all things at all times. Going to ask for a complete integration of all that you are, so that you can begin to immediately experience prosperity and abundance, so that you can immediately begin to experience a greater level of health and vitality, and so that you can, for most of you, for the first time ever, finally, fully feel loved just for being you. Historically, vibrational transformation was only ever shared at a certain point in an individual's evolution. And typically this followed rigorous years of spiritual practice and dedication. Once an individual demonstrated a certain level of maturity within themselves, they were introduced to this once hidden dimension of our humanity. You, my sweet friends, are being introduced to it now, because you are ready. Because by undergoing this shift, and by accessing vibrational transformation, you are actually playing your part as a custodian of higher consciousness. Continue to allow the sadness to wash through you. Continue to allow the fear to shake out of every cell and every organ and all that you are. And continue to just simply accept the anger as it arises. It's all okay. Our emotions don't mean anything about us. And regardless of what state we will embody, we will always feel everything there is to feel. It's just that we'll be peaceful in the midst of experiencing the subtle nuances of being human. Continue to rest in the awareness of the breath and receive. Understanding and knowing that acceptance is the key. That when we can live life in a state of acceptance, we are actually engaging a higher state of flow and harmony. That instead of fixing, healing, and then changing, in truth, all that was ever required was a willingness to embrace and feel. So we're just going to accelerate you through your density. Going to accelerate you through every past experience of pain, hurt, and trauma that keep you rooted in separation and that keep you locked in suffering. And I'm going to, for the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are gathered here, ask that you be accelerated into absolute freedom and complete receptivity, so that you may fully come to know who you are at the deepest level. And so that you may in turn serve as a reminder to everyone that you meet of who they are as well. For fully receiving through the palms, fully receiving through the crown of the head, the heart, the solar plexus, the stomach, soles of the feet, fully allowing this divine power at the base of your spine to just completely wash through you, transmuting any and all forms of density. Opening you up to this hidden dimension of our humanity, this vibrational dimension, the space that every great being, creative, philosopher, innovator, and inventor, artist and musician accessed. Keys of vibrational transformation. We are vibrational beings. We inhabit a vibrational universe. And the universe in any given moment is only ever echoing back to us our own vibrational resonance. To shift our lives, we must shift our energy. And that shift happens by opening up to feel our vibrational density. Our repressed or suppressed emotional content, which in truth are nothing more than energies in motion. To feel is to be human. To feel is to be fully alive. And to feel is to align with a greater power than you'll ever be able to articulate in words. So just take some breaths and gently and slowly bring your awareness back to your bodies. And just know that all of this will continue to unfold within you throughout the duration of this call. And how you doing, Jan?
I am doing great, Panache. That was a very powerful vibrational attunement. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time this evening, what I'd like to do, Panache, is just take a few moments to step people through how something that is vibrational, that is very powerful, translates into our everyday life. Indeed, in our communiques with everybody, we talked about how the repression or the suppression of emotion stops our flow of energy. So in the very simple day-to-day, when I'm standing in line at the grocery store, and the idiot in front of me can't, you know, find her credit cards and is arguing over the price of something, and I'm getting really pissed off because I'm running late for work. What is all this emotional stuff that I'm, you know, experiencing, but then I stamp down because I got to get off and get on with my day? How does that impact who I am and how effective I'm being in life?
Well, in the midst of that, first of all, it's very easy always to make it about the idiot who can't find a credit card in her purse because her purse is just seven sizes too big than she needs. In that moment, it's very easy to do that. However, in that moment, the very second we make it about someone else, we've missed the window for vibrational transformation. And so my advice is to always stop, to relax, and to feel what's coming up inside of you. Understanding and knowing that what you're feeling doesn't have anything to do with the circumstance or situation that's playing out around you. But in truth, in that moment, that idiot who can't find her credit card in the bag that's seven times too big is actually offering you a blessing. And the more you can turn the lens of awareness within, and the more you can focus on what's going on inside of you, the more you begin to access a greater level of freedom and peace in the midst of life. And so when we're triggered, when something happens that evokes an internal response, we have an opportunity in those moments to stop, to slow down, and to feel what's going on inside of us, to be present for the density that's wanting our attention. And when we do, naturally we open up to greater receptivity. We open up to peace. And then we have the ability to stop reacting and to start responding, because we start living life from a place of conscious awareness and choice. And so there's a greater level of empowerment that begins to flower within us. And so everything in life is that. You know, when you're driving in the car and someone cuts you up, and all of a sudden, you know, it's very easy to take that personally, because most people believe that their car is an extension of them. And so the fact that someone cut their car up means that somebody cut them up. But all the while, we forget that just as much as we're in a hurry, everyone else is in a hurry too. And that sometimes when people are in a hurry, they're just completely oblivious to what's around them. Well, in that moment, again, very easy to do what people do in major cities, which is to start some expletive-laden rant at that individual, or to even start using forms of sign language that aren't appropriate in most signing circles. It's very easy to do that. But actually, what that individual is doing is once again showing you where you are unresolved in yourself. And so one of the main points, one of the first keys, is to remember that life isn't happening to you, it's happening for you. And that everything that's playing out, whether it be a lady in the grocery store, or a car cutting you off, or your teenager's abject refusal to pick up their dirty underwear, that actually these are all external reminders to internal incompletions that want your attention.
So, Panache, would you say then that the fact that my health isn't great, or that I'm not in a relationship that brings me joy and satisfaction and personal intimacy, or that if I am challenged in paying my bills at the end of the month, or that I don't have the job of my dreams, any one of those circumstances is an external reminder that I internally am at odds with my emotions,
yeah,
and am indeed laden with that heaviness or that vibrational density.
That's exactly right. You know, Jen, every time we traced something back to its source, so we're not dealing with symptoms, we're dealing with the source when we deal with energy. And when we traced everything back, right, whether that be a divorce or a financial hardship or a health challenge, no matter what it is, in the majority of instances, when we went back, we found something that was unexperienced in the individual on an emotional level. And when we address that unresolved emotional content, 9 times out of 10, what was playing out on the surface would either go away or their relationship with it would completely transform, to the point where, instead of it being a source of conflict, they would be able to remain peaceful in the midst of it. And so that's exactly what I'm saying. That's why this is so important and so profound at this time, because the key here is to remember that the root cause of why our life doesn't reflect our potential is because of the pain that we are unwilling to feel.
And working with you as you open our potential to experience our own energy is what makes this work different from, you know, going to traditional therapy or some, you know, traditional ways of dealing with challenges in our life. We're not just talking about a problem. We're vibrationally dismantling the heaviness that is keeping us from our own potential. And it's something that you can help us remember how to do. Is that a correct statement?
It's exactly right. You know, all therapy and all of these traditional remedies and everything that we've done thus far has allowed us to get to this point in our evolution. However, humanity's next evolutionary leap is energetic and vibrational. And so just as a tuning fork, when it's resonating at a certain frequency, has the ability to bring everything around it into that frequency, in that same way, an individual who's directly experienced the truth of who they are has the ability to be that for others. And of course, who we truly are at the core is love. And in actually coming into that place of connection with that love, you begin to become a catalyst for other people. And so that's exactly what's been happening, Jan, my whole life. And you know, that's exactly the root cause of why things shift in people. Because there's an external, just as your external reality can be a trigger, in that same way, your external reality can be a catalyst. In fact, when you start to really see it for what it is, you see it all as a catalyst. But there are certain individuals who've gotten to a place of clarity within themselves to where they can be that for you. Mm-hmm. And naturally then, you know, over long distance or short distances, whether they're directly communicating to you, whether you hear it in a recording, you catch it in the replay, no matter how that is demonstrated through them, it serves as a greater vibrational reminder of who we are at the deepest level, you see. And once you've touched that truth, everything that's false automatically begins to fall away.
So let me ask you this. There are thousands of people on the call tonight. Many of us have experienced some very challenging times in our lives. Many of us, in a way, in order to survive life, have shut our emotions down, have frozen out our emotions. We just, you know, that's our survival mode. That's how we've gotten through. Can this even help those of us who have frozen ourselves out and that's how we're surviving? I mean, are there people who this won't work for?
Well, I've actually experienced it working in everybody, even seemingly the most resistant person of all, because actually what we're doing is we're bypassing the mind, we're bypassing the unconscious, we're bypassing the body, and we're going directly to the source of what's really going on. And what I've seen actually is very resistant people who are just afraid. Really, in truth, resistance is just fear. People who are really afraid of their power and their light and their abundance completely open up to it. Because actually, the reason why we're afraid of it is because it's the unknown. And because we see this power and this light and this potential as something separate than us, and it isn't. And human nature naturally leads us to be afraid of that which is separate or different. What I'm saying is actually this power is actually a part of us and that we're not broken. It's just that we've forgotten it exists within us. And that actually the more we can integrate this vibrational density and the more we can begin to come into alignment with it, the more every area of life begins to take off. And so the key, again, to really shifting every area of life and living is to transform your relationship with yourself by coming into the acceptance of who you are. And the more you do that, the more that opens up your ability to feel everything within you that's gotten stuck, that's keeping you distanced from greater possibilities.
And I want everyone on the call to know today, and I don't say that just because you are my husband. I've had the honor of standing by your side, you know, for the last 8 years watching you do this work. When Panache vibrationally experiences you or sees you, whether it's in person or over the telephone, or using any kind of technology, he experiences your energy. He sees your divine potential, and his heart meets your heart, and for the first time in your life, you feel what unconditional love feels like, and there is a melting process that happens. It is the most exquisite experience of your life. He stands by your side and holds a mirror of limitless possibility in front of your eyes and whispers to you about your limitless potential and how you are truly loved. And it is incredible. And that is what we are going to do tonight. And I think this is an incredible introduction and opportunity to move to our calls. To those of you who are joining us late, welcome to Panache's teleclass. You haven't missed a thing. Indeed, we've been recording tonight's call. It is a vibrational tool. We encourage you to go back and listen to it. The energy of possibility is encoded into everything that Panache does. So you are joining us at exactly the perfect moment. And if you have a question for Panache, it doesn't matter what it is about. He is here to connect with you. Right now, I'd like you to press star 2 if you're on the telephone or on Skype. Go ahead right now, press star 2. Any question at all about love, about health, about connection, about your life. We're going to ask you to keep it short so that we can move through as many questions as possible. But this is your opportunity to connect with a vibrational catalyst and experience your own limitless potential. Panache, are you ready to get started?
I am ready. I can't wait.
All right. We are going to go to San Francisco, California right now. This is caller 2781. 2781. Hello, caller. Are you on the line?
I am. This is
Hi.
Legia.
Who is
Hi.
This?
Legia.
Legia, welcome. You are on with Panache.
Thank you. Oh, Panache, this was so moving, and I've been in your community for a while, and what's coming up for me is this deep sadness and this feeling of despair that I've created this life of so much trauma and sadness, and that no matter how much I try to clear, I can't get it all out. It just, you know, I go along with my life, and then I'm still stuck, and I'm still not giving myself freedom. And then, like, tonight we did this, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's just so much sadness that how do I get through it? I'm willing to feel it. I do feel it, but I'm just, there's so much sadness. And that I created this life of situations of being absolutely attacked and brutalized for years and years, and I accepted it, and I'm confused by that.
Well, I think that ultimately there's a certain level of acceptance of flowers within individuals, and so you actually move away from the need for things to be different to actually stepping into a place of accepting everything as it's happening.
Yes.
And so, you know, enlightenment isn't, you know, you don't get a hall pass that says, you know, thou shall never feel anything ever again. Actually, what happens is you feel more intensely. So it's not that in some ways sadness goes away and never comes back. It's just that your relationship with your sadness transforms to where sadness is no longer a problem. It no longer means anything about you. There's a freedom in experiencing the sadness. And I think so often in the transformational field and people who are wanting to, you know, shift their lives, I think often when sadness arises in their experience, they think they're going backwards or making themselves wrong, or in some way they shouldn't still be feeling what they're feeling. And actually, it's quite the contrary. You feel what you're feeling, and it really doesn't matter why anymore. And actually,
yeah.
you welcome the emotion. And so I would just invite you to accept the sadness, because there's still some resistance there. And I would invite you to welcome the emotion, because then it just allows that energy in motion to flow through you. And it allows harmony and balance to be restored. You see, and I can say that because in the event that you'd actually allowed yourself through the course of your life to experience everything, would there be any density?
No, and it's trying to get through the density. I'm
exactly.
Willing to feel it. I'm
so,
feeling it.
Right.
I have this vision. It scares me, that barricade of it.
Yeah,
still
and
there.
that's why, you know, there's all of these wonderful ways in which you can be supported. Because I think that in our modern world, you know, especially our generations, like regardless of our age, we are the most numb society that's ever existed. And also what people don't realize is that in being numb to our feelings, we're cutting ourselves off to our soul, to our gifts and abilities, to our abundance, to our health, and to everything. And so feeling is a blessing. And the more you can accept it, and the more you can relax, and the more you can participate in vibrational transformation, and the more you can allow yourself to be immersed in it consistently, the more you'll start to shift your relationship with yourself and everything that's playing out in your life. And so keep on keeping on, and keep showing up. And where you can, go deeper and dive in deeper, because the more I've seen people do that, the faster they move through these things. Is it uncomfortable? Absolutely. You know, is it challenging? Yes. Does it absolutely flip your reality on its head? Absolutely. But everything that's sustainable and everything that's lasting requires small, consistent steps every day. That's how we get to the fully embodied version of who we are. And so I look forward to seeing you in the next Ultimate Energy Immersion, or at an immersion in person, or on the next call, and supporting you in this greater exploration. So thank you.
Thank you,
okay.
Lija.
Thank you.
I do want, again, Lija and people like her to know that, you know, every tear that you shed is indeed opening your heart. So when you feel that emotion and the tears start to flow, that's a great thing. That is an experience that is meant to be celebrated. And throughout the years that I've had the honor of working next to Panache, the why did this happen to me? Why did I set my life up this way? Why have I had so many horrible experiences? That need to ask why literally starts to melt away. That is part of the density holding a reality in place that really isn't necessary. It's part of our own victimhood, isn't it, Panache?
It's exactly right. You know, we get to a point where, you know, I always say this, and I don't mean this in an offensive way at all, so please don't take it that way. But I always say that we've become very smart lab rats. And a smart lab rat knows exactly how to navigate the maze without experiencing pain. It's like we know how to get the cheese without getting hurt. However, in order to evolve, first of all, we have to recognize that no matter how smart we are at navigating the maze, we're still in a maze. And that at some point, we have to start to experience the fear that keeps us in the maze. And the more we start to experience the fear and allow it to wash through us, which everything in nature does, we're the only species that holds on to it, the more we start to break free of our comfort zone and our present version of normal. And then we start to give up our story. And we start to give up our reasons and justifications. And we start to live in a greater possibility, so much so that we don't even need to know why we're feeling what we're feeling anymore. We're just experiencing it. It's there. We get to be with it. We relax into it. It washes through us. And then we receive more than we could ever imagine. And actually, this is the only thing that I've experienced that leads people to come back, not because they need it, but because every single time they take part in it, their life skyrockets and improves in a way that I can't even articulate in words. And so your actual motivation for showing up is fundamentally transformed because you are empowered in your relationship with yourself, you're at ease in your own skin, and you are supported to navigate everything in your life as it arises.
Wonderful. Panache, we're going to go to Westchester, New York. This is caller 7146. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, my name is Susan.
Susan, welcome. You're on with Panache. Go ahead and ask your question.
Thank you so much. My question is associated with being a smart lab rat. I am a very smart lab rat, and when I meditate, open my palms, take deep breaths, I go into a peaceful place, and I basically stay there and or fall asleep, but mostly I stay there and I get the feeling that I am avoiding pain and emotions and keeping myself in the maze and not experiencing life fully.
My question before I heard that woman
just speak was, how does one really meditate? How do you meditate when you after you, you know, close your eyes, open your palms, and take your breath, then what? So that you do get past the and out of the maze.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I think that that's a profound level of self-awareness, first of all, so thank you for that. Secondly, it takes someone who's actually escaped the maze to guide you out of it. I think that the reason why we have so many smart lab rats is because we have very few people who've committed the jailbreak. And so I'm very happy to say that I've broken free of the maze. And that ultimately, the how is vibrationally. The how is in the energy. I think sometimes that's why we need a catalyst. That's why we need a friend to remind us of who we are. Because as human beings, we have this natural tendency to adapt. But adaptation isn't transformation. It's like we create a new comfort zone, and we exist inside of that comfort zone. And for some of us, that comfort zone is excruciating. It can be illness. It can be, you know, financial ruin. It can be divorce. And for some of us, the comfort zone is, you know, everything's okay. You know, it's not great. It's not the way I'd like it to be. It's okay. You know, I have peaceful meditations. But where this vibrational piece kicks in literally creates this accelerated evolution. And that's where this catalytic piece is so important now, because we need that. We're at a point now where this catalytic piece is pivotal to us almost busting ourselves and breaking free of our version of normal and our comfort zone. And just like you, there are so many people who have been meditating for like 20, 30 years, have done yoga, they've done the breathing, they've done everything there is to do. And yet, their life still doesn't reflect the greater potential that they know is available to them. And the missing piece has been this vibrational piece. And so the how is to show up, to be available, to be here, to receive, to experience, and to allow a fellow lab rat to help you escape the maze.
Well, I do listen to that, to your meditations and your CDs, and I find that that does help me go farther than if I do it myself.
Yes.
Because you're actually acting as a catalyst, as a stimulant.
That's exactly right. And also, I think the other thing is that, you know what, it's important for us as a community to expand our definition of meditation. You know, for me, meditation isn't prescriptive. It doesn't happen at a particular point during the day. You know, it's happening all the time because it's a simple case of where we place our awareness. And so I've encouraged people to actually just rest in the awareness of their breath in every moment, because in that, your awareness is fully engaged in your reality, and then everything becomes a meditation. And so at that point, you're engaged in a dynamic, active form of aliveness that has the ability to shift your relationship with yourself. And so I would encourage you to rest in the awareness of your breath and to engage in a more dynamic, active form of aliveness, because that will then transform your relationship with yourself and your life, and actually it will fully bring meditation into being in your life in its deepest sense.
Okay, Panache, thank you so much. Susan, thanks for asking those great, great questions.
Thank you very much.
You know, Panache, it's interesting. I want all of our new friends from the Bill Harris community to just to have this bit of insight. It has been so interesting for me to watch, again, over the 8 years that I have had the pleasure of working with you. I will come into a room during the workday, and, I mean, I can sense the energy. I can feel, even though I say it, you know, I don't feel energy. You are in an expanded state. You are more receptive and more perceptive to everything that's going on. And I, you know, I'll say, well, you know, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm in connection with myself. I'm meditating. And to me, meditation and prayer is something that you do in the morning, and you know, you light a candle and you put the music on and you commit that 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and you move into it. And then when you're done, you get on with your day. But that isn't how you suggest we live our life.
No, because that compartmentalizes God. And, you know, at that point, your relationship with God becomes like a cell phone plan. You know, I'll do it nights and weekends and at certain hours during the day. And anything outside of that exceeds my minutes, and so I can't make those calls. Well, how about in every moment we're profoundly connected? And actually, for me, Jan, you know, I feel everything inside of everybody. It's like once you transcend your personality and you go beyond your individual notion of yourself, you actually begin to become available to other people in a way that most people can't, because it's like you are them. There's no separation. And so literally it's been my role to feel everything, not just in one person, but in everybody at once.
And I have to tell you, go ahead.
And also, you know, not just feel everything in them, but you also know everything about everybody, because everything about everyone is in their energy. And so when you open up to this other dimension, and this, I'm not unique in that, what's happening is that we're opening people up to this, everybody up to it. This is our next evolutionary leap, is to this dimension, where we're profoundly connected to everybody, where we're profoundly empathic, where we can begin to know everything about everybody because we've taken time to know ourselves and to explore who we are. And so it's more than meditation. It's actually the experience of oneness in its truest sense, in its purest form.
I think it is indeed one of the most powerful things that you share with people when they begin to work with us, and that is how to expand your practice, your stillness practice, your prayer, your meditation, whatever it is that you do, how to expand it into every moment of your day so that indeed you are living grace.
That's right.
When you move into living grace, you are able to meet everything that life delivers from an expanded state. And that is something that is It's uniquely, it's available to all of us, but it is uniquely shared by you. And having had the honor to begin to be able to walk with grace and live with grace, I have to tell people it's one of the most profound gifts from you that I have ever received. It's really awesome. As we like to say, it's awesome sauce.
You know, and Jan, I'll say that, you know, people have really cultivated very profound meditation practices. And yet, in spite of the fact that they've cultivated these very profound meditation practices, they still have a hard time navigating their emotions as they arise.
Right.
Because what happens is when you disengage from life and you sit still, you start to feel everything that you've been running away from.
Yeah.
That's what arises. And so it requires courage, and it also requires a certain level of support, and it also requires a catalyst to help you, to guide you, to support you. And so that's the profound nature of it, is that we get to do it together, hand in hand.
And
we do it consistently, because it's the small shifts that we make every day that lead to lasting change, that lead to lasting transformation. And they're just small shifts every day. You expand moments of awareness. You expand moments of connection. You expand moments of oneness until eventually oneness becomes the new normal. But what's required is a progression. You know, that's why the book, you know, is over 33 days. That's why when we go on these energy immersions, they're over 21 days. You know, we need that progression to help people step their way out of separation into connection, to step their way out of lack into abundance, to step their way out of disease into health. Because it's that small act of self-love every day that leads to this dynamic influx of love that I cannot even describe in words, that never goes away.
But again, what is incredible about what you share is that regardless of what your practice is, and when you and I met, you know, I didn't go anywhere without my rosary. I am a devout Catholic girl who loves her rosary, you know, who has some very strong practices. And you are spacious enough and you are connected enough to remind all of us that regardless of what our chosen stillness practice is, this vibrational piece deepens that. You can move into greater experiences based on what it is that is near and dear to you. You don't have to give anything up. Vibrational transformation deepens whatever it is that you are connected to right now. And there are few people who can stand in the truth of that, and I think that really is something very special.
Well, so, thank you. You know, when I experience the divine, you know, I was shown very clearly that what we're talking about here is an infinite energy, and that actually everyone is just articulating their experience of that infinite energy in their own unique way, and that's all that's happening. And so this isn't about giving anything up. This is actually about fully actualizing whatever path that you're on, so much so that actually the path falls away, and what remains is the end result of what every great being has spoken of since the beginning of time.
Exactly. To those of you who joined us late, I'd like to welcome you. We still have, almost 40 minutes left in this call tonight. You can access the entire call when we are finished via replay. But right now, if you have a question for Panache, any question at all, I encourage you to press star 2. If you're joining us via Skype or on the telephone, press star 2. And if you are joining us via the internet, on the screen in which you joined us, go back to that screen and type in the questions that you have. Panache, right now we are going to St. John's, Florida. This is caller 7473. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Joanna.
Hello, Joanna. You're on with Panache.
Well, thank you. Hi, Panache.
Hi.
Actually, the first caller, I think, kind of covered what I wanted to ask. When I was young, I just took away my permission to cry. And I've been working on allowing myself to feel the sadness, but I've been trying to help release it with the tears. And the tears, I'll drop a few, but not really. I mean, nothing. I would just love to cry it out. And I can't.
Well, let's do that, shall we? Just close your eyes, just open your palms, and let's cry the ugly cry together so that it can become the beautiful cry. Just breathe.
And this is true for everybody on the call tonight.
Yeah. Just breathe and just relax. And let's go to those parts of ourselves that we said that we wouldn't feel and that in some way we've shut down because we believe that we shouldn't have them or in some way they make us wrong. Just breathe and just relax. What we'll do is send you the energy and then as best as you can, just describe to me what's happening. Okay? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Receive it now. Okay, good. How do you feel? What's happening inside your body?
I'm just feeling some tingling. Nothing else much yet.
Mm-hmm. Good. Just keep breathing. Just keep relaxing. Just keep experiencing that tingling. Okay, what's happening now?
The tingling is increasing. I'm feeling the vibration.
Yep, good. Keep breathing, keep relaxing. Okay, good. What's happening now?
Still the same. I mean, I feel peaceful. I don't. It's still the same tingling.
Yep, good.
I don't
so
feel
that
anything.
Good. So the tingling is basically an opening up in the body. So when we start feeling that tingling, there's an opening up. And then what starts to happen is fear will almost start to shake out of your body. And so this is all a part of vibrational transformation.
Okay.
We connect. We feel the tingling. We feel the connection. And then the more we breathe and the more we relax, the more then everything starts to come up. So just breathe. Just relax. And just allow that tingling to do its work in your body. Okay, good. Good. What's happening now?
It's increasing. I'm just...
Yes.
Good. It's really increasing.
Keep receiving. Just keep relaxing. Just keep breathing. So the whole focus of all of this is in the area of your heart. I don't know what your sadness has to do with your heart. It could have been a relationship. It could be the loss of a loved one. I'm not sure about the specifics, but this whole thing, the whole sadness has to do with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep breathing. Just keep receiving. Okay, how are you doing now?
I'm doing great. I feel great. I feel the vibration increasing.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep working with it. It's what I try to do myself,
yeah.
To just keep trying to clear those blocks.
You see, and it's not a question of clearing the blocks. It's a question
okay.
of accepting that they're there.
Okay.
Accepting that whatever we believe to be the block is there. So I guess the question is, why won't you receive love? Why is it okay for you to share love, but why isn't it okay for you to fully receive love?
Well, I guess it goes to, again, something else I've been working on is my self-worth and
yeah.
deserving.
And why do you believe that you're unworthy?
I think it stems back to my childhood. And I tried to sit with my little four-year-old self
mm-hmm.
and talk to her and tell her she's okay and she's safe.
Mm-hmm.
So now the tears are coming, so that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, so let's address it. So whatever happened, so what we're going to do is we're just going to address all of the pain points and trauma points in your life that have occurred. Just breathe
okay.
and just relax. Okay, so what was the betrayal or this violation of trust? Like, what was that?
That probably had to do with my mother.
Okay. Okay, what's happening now?
I can feel the energy really around my heart now.
Yeah. And will you finally just let it in? Just once and for all, will you finally just allow this love in?
I try.
Okay, just breathe and relax. Just allow it in. Allow it in and allow the love that you have to fully shine out. Okay, what's happening now?
The tears are coming.
Yeah, so just stay with the breath. Just relax the body and just allow everything to flow out of you. Everything that keeps you in the illusion of separation, that keeps you distanced from who you truly are, just allow it to flow out of you. It's okay. It's okay to move on. It's okay to feel. It's okay to receive.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, just keep breathing, just keep receiving. So for everyone who's new to this, life occurs on lots of different levels. And the first level, of course, is that, you know, whatever's playing out on the surface, you know, that we believe to be the issue, that's the entry point. As we start going deeper, we start to go beyond your psychology, your biology, and we start to access what's going on vibrationally. And when we start to get to what's going on vibrationally, we start to access the truth of what's really playing out here. And what's really playing out underneath the unworthiness is just a lot of sadness. And when we start to access this place and we allow for this inner alchemy to occur, naturally that starts to shift every other level of who we are. And then the energy that we're putting forth into the universe, the signal that we're putting forth, also shifts. And our life begins to meet us in a new way, in a more spacious way. Greater possibility arises. Good. How are you doing now, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. The tears. Good. Yeah, every once in a while you say something and it just triggers the right thing. So
yeah.
Which is
so
great.
Just keep breathing. Just keep staying with it. And just know that, you know, it's time to allow everything in, and that it's okay to do that. It's safe to do so. So the fear will shake out, the tears will come, and you'll come into a place of greater clarity and receiving. So thanks
thank
for calling.
Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Panache. Alexis K. from Hayward says in the chat room, I never knew there was so much sadness in me. I cried uncontrollably, and I never cry through your first 30 minutes, and I'm not even certain why. So again, clarify quickly why, when people come in contact with you and this vibration, this emotional alchemy can occur.
Because your soul wants to break free. And so naturally, we're living in a time now where our authentic self is wanting to be fully embodied. And what you're experiencing in those tears is the pain of emergence. It's the sadness that keeps you distanced from your authentic self. And so we as human beings relate to ourselves on different levels. We relate to ourselves as a body, as a mind, and as a personality or an identity. Well, who we truly are is a spirit and a soul and an essence, or a love. And what's happening is the distance between the identity and the soul is shortening. And what keeps that distance in place is the pain that we're unwilling to feel. And so naturally, when you're with me, you start to feel everything that you have to feel to completely eviscerate the distance between your identity and your soul, because authenticity is complete alignment of personality and soul. And that's what the end result of this is, oneness embodied fully.
Panache, somebody's asking, how do we get unstuck rather than continuing to feel the emotions? Can you do one without the other?
You know, I think that there's a certain level of being open to feeling that's necessary, and then you move on. You know, it's like children have this amazing ability to navigate life until we condition them to stop being able to navigate life. And we start asking them questions like, why are you crying? What's wrong with you? You know, we start making it inappropriate for them to feel certain things in public. And ultimately what we do is we start to stifle their natural ability to live in harmony with themselves and their lives. And so, you know, I would wholeheartedly encourage you to feel what there is to feel when there's something to feel. And then when there isn't, just get on with playing. You know, do it the way children do it. And then naturally when something arises like anger or resentment, don't stuff it, don't deny it. Just give it your attention, breathe and relax. Just allow yourself to receive and just let it wash through you, and it will. You know, ultimately, in my experience, I had to go through this vibrationally dense layer in order to get to a place of authentic connection and in order to access abundance and health and love and everything that was already mine. What kept me believing that I wasn't already that, what kept me believing in this collective story of brokenness, was in fact the pain that I was unwilling to feel. And systematically, over time, I began to experience it all until eventually it was just all integrated and all that was left was just beingness. And so that's everyone's eventual destiny. And
all
so,
right.
Yes, we have to feel in order to move on. We have to experience in order to move on. And there's a difference between feeling and experiencing spontaneously in a moment and wallowing in something. So just to
all
clarify.
Right.
Yeah.
Panache, we're going to Raleigh, North Carolina. This is caller 3422. Hello, caller.
Hi, Panache. Hi, Jan.
Hi, who is this?
This is Jill. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Jill. Go ahead.
Well, Panache, I've had some financial issues for quite a while, and I've had like a clearing out and kind of a rock bottom experience going on. And I was just wondering if you could tell me something good.
Yeah, well, actually, you know what? Rather than telling you something good, let's address the energy that's keeping all of this abundance at bay. How about that?
Sure.
Are you ready? I can't undo it. So are you ready for that? Because I can't undo it. I will not be held responsible for spontaneous moments of bliss or out-of-the-box abundance start showing up in your life.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, good. Close your eyes, open your palms. All right, and just as best as you can, just describe to me what's happening in your body.
I don't know. I don't feel that much happening.
Just stay with the breath. Just relax. So in your case, the main focal point where this energy is kind of working is in the area of the stomach.
Okay, I do feel like I hold a lot of emotion in my gut.
Yeah, it's major. Like, I'm sitting here and I feel like I'm pregnant almost. It's there's a lot there. Just keep breathing. Just keep relaxing.
I had Reiki done some years ago, and I remember the woman said, like, what's going on there as far as the stomach area, and I really didn't have an answer.
Well, is it safe for you to receive? Has it been?
I think I had a really major epic case of survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
And maybe stifling myself to fit in with my family.
Okay, good. Let's address the guilt. So just breathe, just relax. So underneath guilt, in these different layers of being human, guilt is one level that plays out. Guilt, of course, keeps unworthiness in place. But underneath the guilt is sadness. And this is where vibrational transformation goes to work. So having the awareness of what it is the first step. But actually what we do is we address the energy underneath it all. Just breathe, just relax, and just let's just start to experience everything that's in the stomach. Okay, what's happening now?
Well, I feel some vibration there in the stomach, and I guess I'm just wondering, how can there be more sadness? I'm like, how many more tears can be shed?
There's not a quota.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, right? The funny thing is that no matter what state you embody, even if you embody total oneness, you won't stop feeling this. The only difference is that you'll stop having a problem with it. You'll give up the need to understand what you're feeling. Like, most days, what I'm feeling has nothing to do with my life. It's completely out of the context of what's happening in my life. And so I've given up the need to understand what I'm feeling. And I've just made it okay to feel whatever there is to feel. It's not like I have to cry a certain amount of tears in order for a superficial issue or something on the surface to go away. It's just that I'm willing to give myself over to whatever that is, to welcome it, to experience it, and to let it wash through me. And it does. And so it's not a question of how many more tears do I have to cry.
I will say there was a tremendous amount of sadness, and it has lightened some over the past year or two.
Yeah.
But I guess it seems like it's still there.
Yeah. So will you just allow yourself to fully experience it?
I guess so. I feel like I have no choice. I've been trying.
You don't. You don't, actually, because the truth is, everything that you want is on the other side of this sadness. And this is the part that we've been missing, you see. Our thoughts have no bearing on our reality. It's actually our energy. And unless we've addressed our vibrational state, we can't authentically move into alignment with what is naturally ours. We just can't do it. And so everything that you want patiently awaits you on the other side of these tears that you won't cry, the anger that you won't feel, the fear that you won't allow to shake out of you. And that's true for every single human being. And ultimately, there comes a point when you have to turn and face these parts of yourself and just sit with them and experience them. And the blessing is that when you have someone who's gone through it, you have someone who can be a catalyst for you, you go through it faster. That's the blessing. And so just let's just experience it together. Just breathe, just relax. Let's just experience it now.
Well, and it sounds like it's just going to need some patience on my part, because I've done a couple of six-week silent retreats. I have completely immersed myself in all things panache.
Yeah.
I'm exercising, moving my body, and it's just, I guess it's like an organic kind of thing.
Exactly, and that's why it's the small shifts every day. It's the resting in the awareness of the breath every day. It's the participating in vibrational transformation every day. It's the consistency every day. The more we show up for ourselves on a daily basis every day, the more we're able to sustain and the more we're able to expand and open up. And I'm personally grateful for the courage that it takes for an individual to stop running and to actually sit still and to start to deal with and experience everything inside of them, because I know at first how overwhelming it can be. And I know that in most cases, it's the last thing that people want to do. However, in my experience, that's the only way people can come into alignment with what they truly want and desire. There is no other way. And this is where there's an empowerment and a personal peace that's involved in this. And the personal peace is the willingness to stop running and to sit still. And then to let a friend hold your hand who's gone through it, and to support you vibrationally, and to remind you that it's going to be okay.
Okay, so it sounds like I just need some patience.
You do, because what's happening is, it's shifting, things are already shifting, you're moving through it a lot faster, And again, the vibrational emphasis is the most important emphasis. You know, the majority of spiritual practice in most instances has become non-threatening. We've adapted in the conversation of transformation. So what's required is a willingness to go deeper, because it's in that willingness to go deeper that transformation really occurs. Just like my friend who's been meditating, she's a great meditator, but she's realizing that meditation has become a way of her avoiding feeling her feelings.
Hmm.
We're great at avoiding feeling our feelings. We're very smart lab rats. And again, that isn't a commentary on you. That isn't something that you take personally. It's just a way to help you understand that you've adapted inside of transformation. And that's why this particular branch of it is reaching a greater level of prominence, and its effectiveness is increasing in the world because it works. And it works in the way that it needs to work. And so just know that you're supported. Come back to this call, re-listen to it. I'll see you in the next Ultimate Energy Immersion. And hopefully one day I'll get to be with you in person and give you a hug if I haven't met you already. So
awesome.
My love to
you,
sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I just want to reiterate, Panache, what you were saying is if our lives aren't working on some level or in some area, it is because at some level we are unwilling to feel our emotions. We have frozen ourselves. We have shut ourselves down. We have repressed or suppressed that emotional content, and it has become heavy or dense, and vibrationally, we've shut ourselves out.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Actually, that's exactly what I'm saying. In every instance that I've experienced in people from all over the world and all walks of life, this is what's playing out in them, is they've shut off their ability to feel. They've shut off their ability to experience. And what's happening is that their natural life force and their energy and their natural flow of life has been curtailed, and in most cases has even been stopped to the point where they can't receive, they're not in harmony, and then naturally things start to show up in their bodies and other areas of life to bring them into harmony again. And so in every single instance that I've personally experienced, that has been the case. Yes,
Panache,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
For those people who are joining us for the first time tonight, and again, I am so grateful and humbled by all of the individuals who are joining us from Bill Harris's community, as well as thousands from around our own community. For those individuals who, when you say, open your palms and feel, you know, I'm sending you something, I want you to feel this, if they're not feeling anything, what do you have to say to them?
Well, you know, it's basically a journey of opening up. And, you know, sometimes we're receptive and we're open and we can begin to feel the energy in our palms and we can start to cultivate this relationship. But it's really getting to know yourself in a brand new way. And that happens over time. And what's required is consistency. You know, just as, you know, it's almost like a level of entrainment that happens. Over time and over, you know, consistent exposure, we start to naturally embody higher and higher frequencies and our life elevates. You know, the only analogy that I can use is like booster rockets on a shuttle that's taking off. You know, to break free of the Earth's gravitational field, which is fear, you need a catalyst. You need that spontaneous energy to break you free of it. And once you've broken free of it, naturally then life becomes graceful and easy. And then at that point, the adjustments that you make are minor. You don't need to make major shifts. What's happening right now is a major shift. And so some people are experiencing it profoundly. Some people have yet to come into the remembrance of experiencing it. Either way, it's happening. The reason why we still have a certain lack of vibrational sensitivity is because we're opening up to it again. And this is the particular moment in human history where we start opening up to this truth again. Because, again, it's been hidden away. It's been kept secret. It hasn't been made available to everybody. It's not been presented in a way that is accessible. This is really the first time in human history where it's being made available in a major way to everybody who's ready to receive it. And so
you are telling me that everybody who is on this call tonight has the potential to feel energy.
Absolutely. We all do, because that's who we are at our core, every single one of us.
So I'd like you to say that again. Every single individual, regardless of how their life is showing up, is capable of experiencing this energy and employing this energy to help them shift and transform their lives.
Well, actually, yes. And also, everyone on this call has the ability to fully embody abundance and love and health and connection in a way that nobody else in history ever has before. That's why you're all here. That's why you've been brought to this call and these words and this energy. Whether you're aware of it or not, something within you has brought you here for this remembrance.
You know, it's interesting, Panache, we have lots of, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of calls in the chat room, and unfortunately we're not going to be able to get to them tonight. There are a lot of questions that are in the chat room about relationships. They keep, you know, dating the same kind of guy, or they're, you know, they keep marrying the wrong woman. They keep making the same mistakes over and over and over. You know, when is the right person actually going to show up?
Well, actually, the common denominator in every one of your relationships is you. And actually, what's required is you shifting your energy, because until you do that, you just keep dating the same person in different bodies. And once the hormonal sexual high wears off, eventually you'll be left dealing with the same incompletions that you were left dealing with in previous relationships. And so in order to move into a place of intimacy and connection and really experience love, you have to first deal with your relationship with yourself by addressing everything within you that keeps love distanced from you and that keeps you separate from your potential, from your power. Because at that point, when you come into that place, relationship becomes a choice. It's not a need. And relationship becomes a catalyst for your evolution. And so everything starts to shift in our lives, every aspect of our life. And then... ultimately, we begin to realize that in loving our partner, we're actually just loving another form of ourselves.
Okay.
And we engage in this relationship dynamic in a whole other way than we ever have before.
That's wonderful. You know, Panache, I'd like to take a few minutes and just talk about this incredible energy immersion that's going to be starting that gives people access to this energy, that gives people access to vibrational transformation. So if you could just hang on for a few minutes while I explain about what is going to be happening, I would be so grateful. I'd also like all of our listeners to know that a replay of today's teleclass will be available immediately following the conclusion of this live call through the same link that you accessed today. I know that many of you, probably all of you, were transfixed by something that was communicated on tonight's call. And the reason I know that to be true is because on a soul level, we are all called to this information at the exact moment in our lives that we are ready to embody transformation. And that is what is happening to you right now. That is what is happening to me right now. And tonight's teleclass was meant to give you a sense of what is possible and indeed what is delivered in something that we've come to call the Ultimate Energy Immersion. It is a 21-day program that is going to begin on September 2nd, Tuesday, September 2nd. And what I'd like to do is explain to you a little bit about what happens during those 21 days. Indeed, Panache becomes your energetic coach. You sit in the driver's seat of your own transformation, but he is there working on your behalf right alongside you for 21 days, making those incremental shifts that he talked about today, because it is consistency and your willingness to come into stillness each day that opens up the doors to limitless possibilities. Indeed, Panache creates a deep energetic bond with you, delivering a profound energetic experience of unconditional love and acceptance. And to those people, the thousands who have done this program over and over again, they will tell you they felt it deeply. He helps you to clear the path so that you can be an active participant in your own growth. And with each day of those 21 days, you access a greater capacity to provide your own vibrational support by accessing your innate source of light and love from within. So, regardless of whether you're fighting constantly with your kids, whether your health is anything less than optimal, whether you're struggling at work, feeling as if no one recognizes your true potential, or you don't have the intimacy you once shared with your partner, any area of your life that you want to transform, you may set as your course for the 21 days. Panache provides the vibrational juice, the gas, the guts to move you through what is keeping you from achieving the life of your dreams. Indeed, if you know at the deepest level that life should be delivering more, that you should have more passion, that you should have more purpose, then you will want to take a look at this 21-day vibrational ultimate energy immersion. Let me tell you real quickly what's involved. For 21 days, Panache gives you continuous vibrational support. He sits with you for 21 minutes a day, delivering vibration and energy to you so that you can achieve the results that you are looking for. On the very first day of that 21 days, he conducts an opening day 60-minute vibrational attunement. That's 60 minutes of foundational guidance and silent presence online via live stream on panachedesai.com. You will immediately begin to feel that emotion that so many of our callers accessed tonight. The moment you sign up for this 21-day program, we send to you a brand new 21-minute daily meditation. Panache wants to move you into the practice of stillness. This is designed for your daily use. It is encoded with this transformational energy that I've been talking about, and it gets your body, your vibrational system, used to being bathed in energy and presence. Throughout the 21 days, we deliver four 90-minute interactive Q&A sessions just like tonight, and we are there to answer as many questions as we can to support you throughout the 21 days. And Panache invites you to join him for four live 21-minute energetic expansion sessions. So throughout the 21 days, four of them, we tell you exactly when you can come online and experience the energy directly from Panache. Now, because we're dealing with energy, energy shifts from moment to moment. And so what we wanted to do was provide a forum for you to come to receive interactive support with fellow participants. So we have created a private 21-day Facebook group that is accessed only if you are a part of this 21-day program. You get to come here every day as often as you like and interact with your fellow journeyers along this 21-day path, and you will be blown away as you watch the growth that is happening in you as well as in your fellow journeyers. It's a great place to come to on a daily basis. As well, Panache delivers three unique and specialized group frequency fixes. Frequency fixes, say that six times fast. These are three unique 10-minute audio frequency fixes that we send to you every Friday. Panache goes into an altered state. He accesses the vibration, frequency, and message that this group needs to support them energetically. And again, this is a vibrational tool that you will use day in and day out. And we have two new bonus items that we are adding to the September 21-day program. We are going to be providing you an immersion daily journal. You can download your vibrational diary designed specifically for participants in this energy immersion to record your deepest insights, breakthroughs, and experiences throughout the program so that you can see the growth based on the area of your life that you want to see the greatest expansion in. As well, Panache is going to provide to you daily insights via email so that you can experience brief videos, MP3s, or downloadable worksheets in order to help you achieve the greatest results possible. So again, if you want to feel the energy of possibility, if you are ready to focus on an area of your life that you feel, or at the deepest level you know isn't showing up the way it should be, this energy immersion is here for you right now. Our registration is open now through 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September 2nd. You will find all of the information that you need on our website. You will see it on the homepage, The Ultimate Energy Immersion. And to make it easier for you to join us for this incredibly transformative program, we do offer a two-payment plan, one payment when you register, and another in 30 days. Now, if you have any questions or need assistance, Beverly or Angela from our customer support team will be happy to help you. They've all gone through all of our energy immersions. Each one of us at Panache Desai have watched areas of our lives transform, and we cannot wait to open our arms and our hearts and welcome you on this next transformative journey. I want you to know from me that it's not your stories, your circumstances, or those who surround you that are keeping you from your peace, your joy, your authenticity, and your abundance. You are encoded to live a life you love. I have watched the transformation occur within me. My life is profoundly different, and I want this for you too. I welcome you to join us. And with that, Panache, I ask you to close this incredible evening.
So just close your eyes and just open your palms and just take some breaths and just connect once again. And I'm just going to ask that the evolutionary impulse that brought you to this fully flower within you, and that you be called into action to receive this greater remembrance of this vibrational dimension of your humanity, so that you can begin to engage in life from a deeper place of connectivity, health, love, and abundance. You're not broken. You don't need healing and you don't need fixing. And it's time to realize and actualize exactly what that means in every moment of your life. I love you all with all that I am, and I thank you for loving me.
Thank you so much, Panache. We hope you'll all join us on this 21-day immersion. I want to remind you that this call will be available in just moments through the replay button. It has been such an honor to be with you today. On behalf of Panache and everyone at Team Desai, this is Jan Desai signing off with you. We do love you, and we thank you for loving us. Have a wonderful evening.